Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. You know, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be walking with the Lord and experiencing an intimate relationship. You know, we've talked so much about what is God doing, how is God doing it, but I want to share a little nugget with you today. And I want you to just really just listen and just, if you're riding in your car, maybe you're listening to this at home, or maybe you're listening to this out in the yard, walking, or wherever you are. I just hope it brings you encouragement today and brings you to a place that you have not another day of condemnation and guilt. You know, the Bible is very plain about, but in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, but one testified in a certain place saying, what is man that you're mindful of him? Or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the work of your hands. Now we see two people is spoken of in this scripture. Man and then the son of man. Jesus always called himself the son of man. Now the Greek states it like this. For a little time lower than the angels. Now, because of the fall, man was made lower than the angels for a little while. Man was created on a higher order than angels in the beginning. Only man was given the right to choose words and to make his own decisions. Angels were not given that right. But we see in verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 2, you have put all things under subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all these things put under him. So we see here, Jesus was made just like man. He took upon himself the body of man. He came to earth as a man, and he put all things under his feet. Now what a powerful revelation that is. What a powerful understanding that Jesus came to earth just like me and you. He took himself the body of a man, and he came to earth as a man, and he put all things under his feet. Now, that is the power of what man has operating on this physical world and operating in this physical world. So we see here that he's made some great revelations. Now look at Hebrews 2 and 14. Inasmuch then the children have been partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. But now look what 16 and 17 says in that same chapter. For indeed, he does not give aid to the angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brother, that he might be merciful, the faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, and make propitiation for the sins of the people. So we recognize Jesus was made just like man. He took upon himself the body of a man. And he came to earth as a man, and he put all things under subjection. So Jesus took the judgment of the world, and he judged us based on his righteousness. So if he's given you all things, there's not any more he can give you. He has already done it. This comes only through the knowledge of God. If you want to find out, I guarantee each and every one of you today that's listening to this, if you'd get a call from an attorney and he'd say, look, brother, your great uncle died and he left you a large amount of money. So if tomorrow, if you'll come in, we'll read the will and we'll talk about what's yours and we'll discuss how we're going to distribute what's yours to you. If you'll be here in the morning at 9 o'clock, we'll meet and we'll read the will and then we'll give you what your is. I'll write you a check for whatever your uncle left you and we'll just settle this thing and then you can go on about your merry way. I guarantee you 90% of you wouldn't sleep a wink tonight. And I guarantee you not a single one of you would be late in the morning at 9 o'clock to get to that attorney's office. Well, he's done the same thing with the New Testament. He's given us the New Testament. He said, now this is my last will and my last testament. I want you to read it. I want you to focus on it. I want you to put time in it. I want you to have revelation knowledge of it. And if you have revelation knowledge of this and you'll put time in this, then I'll distribute to you everything this book says you can have because I've done everything for you. Now, we see according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, that he spoke of a man and he spoke of the son of man. The Greek said, for a little time, he was lower than the angels. What was that time? The time that Adam fell, just for a short period of time. Jesus came to restore that back, and he brought us back up to the place that we were above the angels. That's why the angels didn't get the choice to choose the words or make their own decisions. Angels were not given that right. So only man was given that right. So you and I, man was created in a higher order than angels, even in the beginning. Now we lost it for a short period of time because of Adam, but it's been restored back to us in Christ Jesus. So he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter says. So you and I are walking in a dimension of revelation and power like never before. And all we have to do is just receive that. Because that's exactly what he done in this beauty of grace.